sees, while those who see remain blind. At the conclusion of today's gospel reading, Jesus presents us with this paradox. But as we reflect on this account, we can see that the paradox presented is one that is often repeated. How often? When presented with a challenge to our presumptions about how God works, about what it means to follow God, about how the world works, how often do we find ourselves among those who choose blindness over the unsettling challenge of newfound vision? With these questions in mind, let us reflect on this account in all its rich detail. I invite you to place yourself amongst the man's neighbors and the Pharisees, and to consider where you might likewise be unwilling to see, how your history, your privileges, your allegiances, a family, place, or culture have blinded or are blinding you to God's love fully lived. Consider how you or how we might find ourselves aligned with the man of newfound vision rather than those who preferred the world in which he remained blind. In this gospel narrative, we are told of a man who had been blind since birth, and we then learn of how he, through his encounter with Jesus, came to see. At the beginning of the narrative, he receives sight. He receives physical sight. However, his journey is not done. Instead, the rest of the narrative tells the story of how he came to see not only physically, but spiritually, while at the same time, others around him take on the blindness from which he has been freed. As the blind man journeys from blindness to sight, there are those whose sight, whose privileged view of the world, prevents them from seeing the truth that is standing before them. Jesus is showing us that whereas the one who has been humbled by his inability to see has been prepared to see fully, others who are certain that they know already what they are seeing are unable to see something new. The ways in which they see, the presumptions that define their view of the world, have actually blinded them to the truth before them. As the passage opens, Jesus and his disciples come upon this man who has been blind from birth. Jesus offers the opportunity to the man to see. And in the man's response, he provides us with an instructive model for our own response to Jesus. Jesus tells him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam." The scripture tells us that the blind man went and washed and came back able to see. The blind man obeyed Jesus. He submitted himself to Jesus' authority, went and washed, and came back with the ability to see. Though his physical sight is no longer impaired, he continues to be on a journey of spiritual awakening, of learning to see the spiritual truth that he has encountered in Jesus. And as he continues that journey, he quickly learns that his newfound vision is not a source of celebration for those who have been privileged to have vision all along. Instead, his vision is seen as a challenge to their power and privilege. And so his neighbors and those who knew him do what many of us unfortunately do when something happens that challenges our view of the world. They deny that it happened. They blind themselves to the truth. Some of them deny that this man was ever blind. They say, in effect, he may look like the guy who was born blind, but we can't trust our eyes. When he challenges this, when the blind man challenges this by testifying to what happened to him, they still don't believe. Instead, they take him to someone, to some who are seen as having authority. They take him to the Pharisees in hopes that the Pharisees can help them in their unwillingness to see. And they find willing accomplices in the Pharisees. When questioned by the Pharisees as to what happened, the man simply says, "He put mud on my eyes and I washed and now I see." But instead of a miracle, the Pharisees see a violation of the Sabbath. This alleged miracle took place on the Sabbath, so it must be denied. Thus, the Pharisees join in the willful blindness of the man's neighbor. But they take it a step further by using their privilege as the supposed keepers of God's law to justify their blindness. On the other hand, the man who once was blind is still learning to see the full truth. So when asked about the identity of the one who gave him sight, he responds, "He is a prophet." Those whose privilege was challenged continue, though, in their willful blindness. They refuse to believe that he had been blind and had received his sight. So they go to the man's parents in hopes that the parents will help them cover up this disturbing turn of events. However, the man's parents only provide further evidence of what has been standing before them. But the Pharisees and the others were undaunted in their willful blindness. So they call the man back before them again. And they, in effect, tell him that he must renounce his testimony about what has happened because the one that did this to him could not have done it. It is as if they were telling him, "Poke out your newfound eyes. Blind yourself. Because we were all better off when you were blind. Let us all be blind together again." But he stubbornly refuses to join in their conspiracy of blindness. Instead, he responds simply, "One thing I do know, that though I was blind, I now see." His audience, however, refuses to hear him and merely repeats the question, hoping for a different answer. The man who sees stands firm and responds, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again?" Of course, they don't want to hear, for the same reason that they refuse to see, because their privileged viewpoint cannot be sustained by this new reality. They cannot see the truth from where they sit, and they are unwilling to move. So they blind themselves. When this man, whose very sight challenges their blindness, demonstrates his unwillingness to blind himself once again, they cast him out. In effect, they agree amongst themselves that this man really does not exist. Once he has been driven out, the choice is quite clear for this man. He is no longer accepted among those whose privilege prevents them from seeing, and instead he finds himself once more encountering the one who gives vision to those who are willing to see. The blind man's journey to full sight, to full awareness, to full truth is almost complete. He indicates to Jesus his willingness to see. And so Jesus merely tells him what he has already seen, the Son of Man, the one to whom he speaks. And the no longer blind man sees. He keeps his eyes open and says, "Lord, I believe." And then he worshiped the one who is the light of the world.